One, Big Fatty was also here for the annual podcaster dinner, and we that is an annual gathering of listeners and podcasters at the Colonnade here in Atlanta, the home of the gays and the grays, as they say. Couldn't be more apt description on the planet, kids. It is, you are in one of those two buckets. If you just look at all the clientele there, everybody's either old or gay. Some of us are falling into both categories increasingly each year. We had a good time.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, home of the gays and the grays, as they say.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3856 of the BFO for Wednesday the 16th of November 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to catch up on voice letters. Big Fatty!
Good morning, Big Fatty. Have a great day.
Morning, Fatso.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
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 Good morning.
Good morning, Cat
Showers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you know, show us today because y'all Hortensia. Hortensia was a no-show on Tuesday. Y'all, she looked at her mark and calendar incorrectly and had me down for the 22th. And so, y'all, all of that effort I made to get everything taken care of before she got here. We all, it was for naught. Big Fatty, I didn't know naught still listened. I don't know. But anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, that's the question of the ages. What the hell were you saying?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 16th of November, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I've noticed there have been a lot here lately. There must have been a lot of fucking going around the middle of February. Yeah, that's the VD sex. Oh, yes, the Valentine sex, yes. But y'all, today, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met her numerous times at the Pride 48. Y'all, absolutely a hoot. She's a hoot, y'all. And when you combine a hoot with a coot, and you get Big Fatty, do you get a poot? No. Y'all, her co-host on Ding Da Bell is that John Ong. You know, y'all, he's just a coot. And y'all, she's a hoot. And together, they're—I don't know what they are, but Big Fatty, they're funny. That's what they are, y'all. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Da Bell. Big Fatty, everyone loves Da Bell. It's true. And then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. She's a number two fan, a former number two fan of the BFO, back all the way back 10 years ago. 2012. She's been at many Pride 48 online events. You'll see her in the chat rooms and all. Y'all, I've not had the acquaintance of meeting her face to face, but y'all, nonetheless, y'all, a big fan of the BFO. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Yaz Mama Doo. Yaz, Big Fatty Mama Doo. Mama Doo. And sometimes Mama Don't. Well, anyway. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I hadn't heard from him if he's coming to the Podcasters of America dinner this year on the 11th of December. But y'all, hopefully he is. Y'all, he used to do the Georgia in Atlanta, and then the he was one of the co-hosts of Snot, the South and North of Things, and the Balcony Boo. Y'all, I'm talking about George in Atlanta. Big Fatty, we love George in Atlanta. And y'all, if you see DaBelle or Yaz Mama Doo or George, wish him a big old piece of cake.
Fatty plays. He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love when the frequency sings to us. We do indeed. Let's see. Y'all, since I recorded so late on Monday night, y'all, I as soon as I finished and, as they say, bounced it and posted it, y'all, I climb right into the live chamber, and y'all slept like a baby, y'all. Now, I did wake up right around 6 a.m. in the morning, because, y'all, I had an appointment Tuesday morning. It was an 8 a.m. No, it was an 8:30 a.m. appointment, and I had to be there at 8 a.m. in the morning. So, y'all, it's going to take me about 20 minutes to get there. So I left a little after 7:30 because I wasn't exactly sure where it was. And, y'all, I got there about, less than 10 minutes before 8. And y'all, checked in, they took me in, we did the test, and y'all, I was out and done by 8:20, and y'all, all is well, no need to worry. Big Fatty, y'all, it was a test. My you know, the Hat Arena had a heart attack. Y'all, it happened 1 year when Larry Klein and I were down at the Rat World. We were staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and she had a heart attack, and we had to cut it short. And but y'all, my middle brother, he's recently had the same test I did today, and it was showing some calcium buildup in his veins or arteries or something. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I mentioned it to my new doctor when I went to see her, and she says, I think just for just for peace of mind, let's do this. So y'all, we did. Y'all said that there was nothing, not a thing, Big Fatty. I'm happy as a pig, and well, you know what a pig is in. but anyway, y'all got home. Miss Gail King was still on the TV machine. So I watched her for a little bit, and y'all, it had started raining. So I just laid down in the live chamber, and I just snoozed a little bit, and then I got a notification that the rain had stopped. And so y'all, I went out, did my morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back, got my share, had a little snicker snack, and Hortensia was due to come today, but y'all, she didn't show up. But y'all, I started decorating the front of the villa with the crema lights, and so I've got them in the bushes, and I'm not done, I've started. And y'all, I think it's going to be okay. I put the lights in the bushes back in the back of the villa as well. Y'all, I think it's nice to do that because, you know, that's where Big Fatty sees the lights. If he's out and comes home, you know, they're on, and it's just a little bit of little taste of crema. And And my neighbors, when they park their cars, they get to see it and all, too. So, anyway, I'm well on my way, changing it up a little bit this year. But, anyway, I did all of that. And, then I, since Hortensia wasn't here, y'all, I just said, well, you know, I'll just go on in and record the show. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy with your election day voting. Oh, hey there, delicious voting update. I'm here at my local polling place. I am backing the jalopy out of said polling place. Now, it is a one-way street. That gets some people sometimes. But I just went in and voted. It's about 8:45 a.m. in the morning. And I was a little bit late this morning, but, you know, old people gonna sleep. And, y'all, I was very disappointed. Very disappointed. Not that it took 3 minutes and 21 seconds total to vote, because that's all it took. So I don't want to hear any fucking excuses. 3 minutes and 21 seconds and a probably 5-minute detour on my commute to work. But what I was disappointed in is I was only the 41st person to vote. And y'all, I live in a big precinct. You know? Actually, it's 2 precincts combined. And so, I know you're not going to hear this in time, but I just wanted to give the shout out to all of my precinct 27 and 29 workers for being here this morning, because 3 minutes in and out the door, parked right by the door, not in the handicap parking, which I thought I might get away with, but 3 minutes in and out the door, it's done. So that's about how long this voice letter is. So, okay, gotta run. I've got to, I'm on Young Jonathan Avenue. Gotta run. I've got to go to the coal mine. Womp womp.
Yeah, good to see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. It's been a while since we heard from you. And may I just say, thank you, citizen, for doing your civic duty. Big Vetty, you said duty. I did. And getting out there and voting and 3 minutes and y'all is less than 4 minutes to do that. And y'all is just... Y'all, it's so important, and for those of you who did vote, thank you, and for those of you who didn't, Big Vetty, why are you raising your middle? Never mind. But Vader, thanks so much for the call.
Hey, Big Vetty. I've been told that you are worried to death about me. This is Gus Chad. I have been stuck in retail hell for the last few months. I took over managing the floral shop at my grocery store, and I've just been in hell dealing with people. And I was stupid. retail is something that is an acquired taste. And people, I don't like people. I know that sounds horrible. So I've been dealing with that. Just a lot of work, 10-hour days. I just put in an 11-hour day today dealing with stuff that corporate just piled upon me. So I haven't been listening to many podcasts because I've been stuck inside dealing with the public. Anyways, I'm alive. I'm glad you worry about me. It's nice to know that there's somebody out there who's worrying about me. I appreciate it. I seriously do. I should contact you more. I apologize. I have been trying to stay creative and it's like not going so great. Hopefully I get things under control and I get this whole managing thing figured out. I am due a raise, so I'm hoping I get a raise soon because I work too hard for what I get paid for. So anyways, if any of this doesn't make sense, that's okay. It didn't make sense to me either.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is...
Have a great day.
Oh, y'all, that of course is, Gus Chad. And y'all, you know, I've been worried sick about him. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. I hadn't been worried sick to make you feel bad. We're just concerned because you're such a creative person and such a good person that we gotta look out for each other. So that's why Big Fatty has been worried sick. But anyway, I know your creative juices will begin to flow again. Big Fatty, you've made it sound vulgar. No, it's not vulgar at all. Big Fatty, you'd probably like to see Gus Chad's juices flow. Big Fatty, now I've made it vulgar. It's true. So Gus Chad, chin up and be the... Oh, dear Gussie, lovely... Just lovely person that we all know you to be. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I'm going to have to be worried sick about Patty Bacon. Y'all, worried sick? Worried sick, I tell you. Big Fatty gives you something to do. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be doing the normal Von's East. Y'all leaving here in a few minutes to go have supper with Olive. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that George in Atlanta. And George, what do you think of the BFO?
Big Fatty, home of the gays and the grays, as they say.
Oh, yes. Big Fatty is both gay and gray, especially Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes, bye-bye now.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.